from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and deep drive to right. Line drive out of here. Home run, Jake Cronenworth. And the Padres, three batters in. They lead 3-0. Here's an 0-1. Swing and a ball punched in the center. Falling fast. And Taylor dives for it. And it was well in front of the glove. It trickles behind him. And that affords the Padres a run. And a swing and a fly ball. Deep right field. And this ball is out of here. A two-run home run for Peralta. The Padres lead 8-0 in the third inning.
This is a disaster. And the topic at hand is the futures of Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton. 412-928-9370. And I wonder sometimes if Bob Dunning hears just the letdown, especially among longtime fans. And sometimes I forget, Paul, the kind of emotion that the Pirates engender, because they've spent years, you know, mired in apathy, but not really. There's so many people who love this team so much. And I'm sure you get emails from these people. I get emails from these people. This is Bob. I've been a diehard Pirates fan since I was a kid. I love the 79 We Are Family season. I follow them religiously. I'm following them this year more than I have in a decade, and I've been so disappointed, says Bob. The hitting is atrocious. The lineup makes no sense. I can't understand how we got this bad. I think it's time for another overhaul. There's absolutely no excitement or buzz around the place. Wants a new owner. Then there's another guy named John. And I'm sure you hear from these guys too, Paul. In 1958, I saw all but 5 Pirates home games, says John. Can you imagine Danny Murtaugh putting up with this? Has anyone on this squad had his rear end chewed out or fined?
See, people that write that, okay, they don't understand modern athlete.
I know, but you can bench people. Yankees manager did it to one of his better players.
I agree with that. You can bench people, but people that want to see Shelton, you know, standing at the top of the dugout and screaming at people, it's a completely
But the point here is
and the thing about it is
the longtime fans who feel betrayed.
Right, but
by this.
That's why I don't want to hear, well, Danny Murtaugh would have never put up, or Chuck Knoll would have never put up with that. It's a different, modern athletes are different. And that's not to say it's right or wrong, but the other part of it is if you're Mike Tomlin, okay, you've commanded enough respect that if you get, you know, you get in somebody's rear end and scream at them, you know what I mean, or whatever, or you get on them or whatever, they've got to. They're probably going to have to respect what you're – because you're Mike Tomlin. But
I guess, although guys don't seem to. They quit on him left and right.
It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you're a guy with cachet like that,
right,
you might be able to get away with
– or you can create your own cachet by setting down the law once in a while and pulling somebody.
Right.
Even Clint Hurdle did it one time.
My point is it's harder to do that when you're 150 games under 500 or whatever.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a chicken or the egg thing, I guess.
Because now it's to the point where most of the guys in that clubhouse are probably like, well, this dude might not even be here next year.
Well, so. I mean, this is the way this guy feels, you know? He says the field manager is a nice guy rather than a leader. He says, get serious here. We need General Patton, not Sister Teresa. That's what he said.
True.
He said they run to first base like they have cement blocks tied to their feet. So, and the hitting coach, he says, but really, Paul, forget the details. My point there is there's people who live and die with this baseball team. And they're,
absolutely.
And they're dying here. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I just, like I said, I just think that it's tough. It's tough in many ways, I think, to try and compare what happened 30 or 40 years ago to what happens now in terms of the way the managers do their business. Derek Shelton has always been, and to his credit, always maintained that he has those conversations behind closed doors. So we don't know. I mean, he could be, chewing out O'Neill Cruz. And here's the other part of it, okay? I love people that say basically, oh, you got to bench O'Neill Cruz. I mean, I get it.
Was he benched yesterday? He's hitting 351 against lefties since the All-Star break, and he didn't play.
Okay, well, maybe he was benched, or maybe he just needed a day off. And even if he was benched, we'll never know that he was benched. They'll just say he had a scheduled day off or whatever the crap they say.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
But what I'm saying is Derek Shelton has always maintained I have those conversations behind closed doors. The other part of it is benching O'Neill Cruz is cutting off your nose to spite your face in many ways.
I don't know. I would have benched him when he didn't run out of the box and turn a double into a single. Boone benched Gleyber Torres in a game just last week, 2 weeks ago. He benched Gleyber Torres because the guy didn't run out of the box. You can do it.
There was another instance of a manager benching a guy. One of his I forget what it was like. He benched him for a very similar reason.
Yeah.
And they pulled him out of the game. And it was, I know who it was. Help me out. The phenom, the number one prospect for the Pirates, or
Tamar Johnson.
Tamar Johnson. Wasn't it him? They benched him for his last at-bat.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you're not gonna be Billy Martin on the top step of the dugout fighting guys, but every once in a while.
Why not?
Every once in a while, even with the modern athlete, you can Clint Hurdle bench McCutcheon, I might add, on May 12th, 2011.
Right.
And Boone benched Torres the other day in the second inning. He didn't run out of the box on a line drive off the fence. Settled for a single. That's exactly what happened with Cruz. Rowdy has not run out. G1 Bay didn't run out of grounder the other day. That's why we played the Wehner clip. Shelton says they play really hard, like that's what they hang their hat on. They're not even doing that. And there doesn't seem to be any ramifications for when they don't. But anyway, back to the futures of these guys. Let's get back to the phones because they're lighting up like Filippone at a Syracuse basketball game.
The lines are full. Let's start with Daryl in Houston.
Hi, Daryl.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Joe, I got to tip my hat to you on your interview. You were firm, but you were fair. You asked the questions that needed to be asked. But I'm going to talk to what Paul just said in regards to Murtaugh and all that. It tends to lead to what you see with the Pirates. It's about accountability. ain't about the modern athlete, and it ain't about the prehistoric athlete. It's about performance and accountability. And I was taken aback by his reaction because it seems like he's not anticipating or expecting the questions that you ask to be asked. And that's beyond reason because you're in a performance-based business. That's your job. But he has, as Chris Muller said, or Mosey said months ago, he doesn't have a feel for the game. It looks like he colored by numbers. It looks like he uses analytics for bad decision-making. Case in point, Joey Bart was 0 for 3 against this person, so we're not going to run him out there. I'm like, is that enough data or sample size, even from an analytical perspective, to make a decision when he's your one of your better hitters that you're going to say 0 for 3? That ain't even a full ball game. If he was 0 for 10, that's a different conversation. But 0 for 3? What are we talking about? And one other point, guys, you can always question different nitpick at different plays or different decisions because they lend and tend to your decision-making process. And when you're going through these dregs, and we're looking at your decisions from a different perspective because now the games are important. They have a level of importance. Before we poo-pooed it away because we weren't going nowhere. We weren't looking to go nowhere. But when you got to the thick of it, your decision-making was questionable. The accountability of your team was questionable. The situational hitting is the worst I've ever seen in baseball. They can't do anything in regards to that. And now you're talking about, hey, Joe, I don't think – Your definition of this is different from mine. No, it's not. It's the same. They're bad. Period. Sorry about the rag, guys, but it just pisses me off about the Pirates. Period.
Thank you, Daryl. That was a good rant. Paul, things are going so bad
that even their
sheets agreement is coming under fire now. Did you see that story?
Well, that wasn't the same Daryl of the famous Zangrilli clip, is it?
I don't know who that was.
That was Daryl.
No, I think that was Daryl.
Was that the same guy that was just on?
I think it might have been, yeah.
Well, where do you fall on his call? He was angrily there. What do you think stood out about that call, Paul?
I mean, it was an all-timer just because of his passion and energy the whole way through. If that had been me, I'd have started breathing hard and breathing heavy after, trying to take that, but he did it all seemingly in one breath. You know?
It was incredible. Let's go to the next one.
Here is Rich in Carmichael's.
Hello, Rich.
Am I here now?
You certainly are, sir.
Now?
I'd like to be the first one to say welcome.
Thank you. I enjoy the show. You guys do a good job there.
Thank
you. There's three quick comments.
Yes.
Unlike the other day when Shelby says, doesn't think we're playing bad baseball. First of all, I think he should go to the ophthalmologist because I think he has cataracts or he's living in dreamland. And the other thing is, if they had a manager like Greg Council, I guarantee you wouldn't see this type of baseball. They'd be running out bases. They'd be doing all the little things they're supposed to do. And he is a good manager, or he was. But Sheldon never was a good manager. And the thing is, I wish him all the luck, but he does not deserve to be here next year. I can live with the general manager maybe a little bit more, but the manager needs to go. Somebody batting 166 does not bat third in my lineup, period. The thing is, they need help. They need another manager. And that's what they need to do. I enjoy the show. Thank you,
sir. I don't blame you for feeling that way about any of that. I mean, again, when I say that Charrington deserves the beginning of next season, listen, yesterday's lineup was a fireable offense. That lineup was a fireable offense. If Bob Nutting walked into Charrington's office today, slapped down the lineup in front of him from yesterday and said, you're fired and here's why, you'd understand it. Connor Joe batting third.
I don't understand, but again, here's the defense that is always going to be the defense. You aren't privy to the analytics and the batter pitcher matchup, combined with a ballpark and all the other things. And every angle we look at when we put that lineup out there, it's designed to be the optimal, best lineup for the situation of the day against that pitcher in that ballpark. That's what they'll always tell you.
Greg Brown was even on it yesterday. Like, wait a second. Shelton said Cruz is not playing today because it's against a lefty, yet he's hitting 351 against lefties. I think you might be right if that's what you were on to before. Did he get benched yesterday and we were just afraid to say it? Like, why the hell wouldn't he play?
But again, here's the thing.
Well, maybe because he can't catch the ball.
Here's the
thing.
What
am I thinking?
You had Joe batting third, Hayes batting fifth.
And then look at your bottom three.
Taylor Cruz, Taylor, Grandal, and Triola.
Yeah.
Triolo's
still at 199. Grandal's average is too low to even, it doesn't, a calculator can't go that low.
No, they had Bart batting fourth. Honestly, I'd have Bart batting, yesterday I'd have had Bart batting third, De La Cruz batting fourth.
De La Cruz?
I mean, he hasn't been great, but he's better than, I mean, okay.
He stinks.
Is he better than Connor Cho? Let me put it this way.
Does he have about the same.
Does he have a better chance of hitting a home run than Connor Cho?
No. Okay. Maybe. And since he got to Pittsburgh, he's hit none.
Okay, but my point is,
wait a second. Does he not have an extra base hit since he got here?
I think he's got one double, maybe.
He's batting 167. But that gets back to, if there is a defense of Shelty, it's that he has no good options.
Okay, but here's the thing then. Connor Cho batting third doesn't make a lot of sense, right?
No.
Okay. If Cruz is not playing, here's your options. Connor Cho, Hayes, De La Cruz, Michael DFA Taylor.
Yeah.
Grandal,
yeah.
Or Triola.
I'd rather have any one of them but Connor Cho.
Are you kidding me?
Connor Cho is a pitcher since the end of May. He's hitting 168 end of May.
And guess what?
And I'll tell you this much.
Wait.
And I promise you this much, that Paul Skeens, if he had a month to ramp up, would be the fourth or fifth best hitter in this lineup. Is there donuts here?
No, Jersey Mike's sandwiches. Right,
let's go get that. We're past the hour by an hour anyway.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the other guys go out there with Arias hitting first. They could have had him for nobody.
Joe is batting 35 points higher than Triolo, 39 points higher than Grandal, 28 points higher than Taylor. I mean,
talk about damning him with faint praise. Yes, but that was all in April and May.
Right.
Since then, nothing. Almost literally nothing. Key Brian Hayes, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I've never seen...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Seen a guy top a ball this many times, it's like if the idea of the game was to top a soft grounder, this guy would be an 8-time batting champion. Paul, let's go out to the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, where we find our friend and yours, Mr. Jeff Hathorne. Jeff, let's actually start with the Steelers here before we get to Pirates. I imagine you're covering as much of the scrimmage as you can cover today. Training camp's over. What was the biggest story from Latrobe, in your humble opinion?
Oh, maybe the accountability we're seeing, or the physicality, or both on offense.
Mm.
You know, we saw guys run laps like in high school for making mental mistakes. We heard players discuss, like in meetings now, how they're being held to a different standard, how mistakes aren't tolerated. So I would say maybe that. I mean, there are a bunch of individual stories, but overall, everybody's curious about this offense, and what happens on the field in games is what's really going to matter. But at least there is a different feeling of discipline. There is a different feeling of this team trying to take it to other teams instead of kind of sitting back and absorbing what defenses are bringing to them.
Well, I think the one question that you have that everybody has, that I actually got asked several times today, is will we see Russell Wilson on Saturday?
We'll find out from Mike Tomlin for sure. Russell seemed to hint that he wasn't going to play on Saturday. If he does, I think it would just be a series or two. This was his first full week. Full go, running all first team. They only had a couple of padded practices. I would have thought that going into the week that yes, but the way Russell was talking yesterday, I'm not quite sure. I'll be interested in what Tomlin says. I would think you'd want to get him some reps in a game scenario since he's new. Maybe that won't be until the final game in Detroit.
Jeff, a lot of guys I feel like I want to ask about here. Corey Trice is one. What has his camp been like? Are they as high on him as we were led to believe they were last year before the injury?
I still think he's rounding into form, but he's made some plays, especially over the last couple of days. He's gotten opportunities because Dante Jackson hasn't been in there because he's dealing with an injury. So he's got an extended look. What you notice about him first off is his size. I mean, the guy is 6'3", and he's able to move pretty well. I wouldn't say he's anywhere near a finished product. I don't think that's someone you want starting games for you this year. But he is starting to show, as camp has gone on, more and more at that corner position. You could see why they liked him so much last year. You can also see him not having a full year of on-field work with pads and those type of situations has made him a little rusty.
It's interesting because the one name that I hadn't heard a whole lot about this summer is Dante Jackson, and he was obviously a big part of the trade when it comes to they traded Deontay Johnson. Before he got hurt, what had you seen from Dante Jackson?
Yeah, he looked really good before he got hurt.
Did Cabali just flush the toilet there, Jeff?
I'm outside of Acrisure because, you know, I don't want to give anything away from the closed practice. I mean, I don't know what exactly they're doing right now. They might be tearing the place down and building a whole new one from the sounds of it.
Yeah, I was saying it sounds like Cabali just flushed the toilet.
You know, it's funny. I just ran into Sean McDermott when I was walking out here. He was a very nice man. But aside from that, I'll try to walk away from this noise. I don't even remember what you had asked me about, Paul.
Dante Jackson.
Yeah, he had actually been good in camp. So I think actually of all the corners, he had been the best in camp. It seemed like he has been in the defense for 5 years. He really seem to mesh well with Joey Porter. Porter said he's always been a fan of Jackson's. He does like to talk, which I think is almost a prerequisite of corners. But yeah, I think Dante Jackson has fit in nicely. Again, you have to couch all of this with it's in a practice, it's in a training camp setup, and really for defensive backs, as time goes on, is it that these guys are improving or getting better, or is it just the fact that they're starting to understand the plays that the other, you know, that the offense is running and being able to jump some plays and make themselves look better?
Jeff, are you guys allowed to watch this whole scrimmage?
We are, but it's going to be like a camp practice or non-camp practice, like a regular season practice where we can't tell you exactly everything that went on in there unless Mike Tomlin confirms things that happened that went on in there.
So it's like the Fight Club.
It is. It's the go-around. Like, how can we figure out ways to tell you what's happening in here without telling you what's happening in here?
Jeff, you know, I ever since I've sort of become a columnist and started being, you know, more in the talk show business, I've been thankfully relieved of the need to go to football practices. However, for about 18 years, I was a beat reporter at Pitt, and so I was at football practice every single day, you know. And you've been at football practices for at least 20 years, 25 years, whatever it's been. What exactly are they trying to keep from people on, like it's football practice? What could they possibly be doing that is so secretive that nobody can say, well, Joe Schmo was the right guard?
Well, especially when they're doing it against another team, I think the thing here is if for some reason it were to get chippy, they don't want video out all over the place of what might happen when they get chippy. I think that's, even though
it's football, they're supposed to get chippy.
I know. But that's what I would tell you, because again, they're going against another team, so it's not like they're going to give away secrets. But that's the best I could tell you. They like to control it. You know how it works, both of you.
Jeff Hathorn on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Jeff, let me ask you about the Pirates now. We led the show today with the job security futures of Charrington and Shelton. What would you do? What would you do right now? Would you wait till after the season? Would you have them on a hot seat going into next year? What would you do, and what do you think Bob Nutting will do?
I think I think the best calls in these situations normally are to wait until the end of the season, unless – for instance, the Penguins felt like they had the team to win now and had a coaching change, and it was earlier in the year. I can understand those moves. I think typically, though, you wait till the full season is played out, see exactly what your needs are. How does this team finish? How does it look overall? You could make a rash decision right now. Is it going to change and put this team in the playoffs? I don't think so. And it would also give you a bunch of time to look for a new manager. So let's say, for instance, that you get rid of Shelton today and you put Donnie Kelly in, and Donnie Kelly wins 35 games or something outrageous, which is great. Now you almost have to give him the job, even if you wanted to search for other opportunities, kind of the Bill Stewart narrative, that maybe Stewart wouldn't have been the coach, but then they had a blowout win in a bowl game, and it's like, well, we got to hire him. And I think that's the danger you run into when you make a mid or three-quarter season change, but definitely they're going to on the hot seat. Listen, this is unacceptable what we've seen, and I think it's fair to point out both, because as much as Shelton's made mistakes, what does he really have to work with, I think is a fair point in Derek's defense.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that it's going to be real interesting to see how they approach the offseason with those two guys, and I'm talking about how Bob Nutting approaches it with those two guys. My prediction, Jeff, is that it will be a hot seat next year. It won't be a firing this year. You know, it won't be an off-season firing.
Mine too.
It'll be an off-season, we're putting you on the hot seat. But the question then becomes, if you're Bob Nutting and you tell Ben Charrington, we need to win next year. Are you going to authorize him to make moves like in 2013 when they went out and got A.J. Burnett and Russell Martin, and you know they signed Francisco Liriano? I mean, those are three pretty significant pieces to that team. I'm just wondering, if you're Bob Nutting, don't you have to basically say, listen, you're on the hot seat, but I'm going to give you, you know, what you feel like you need to make this team better?
Yes, exactly. I think this offseason is as big as we've seen in at least since 2015, maybe 2016. I mean, they've said for years since Ben's gotten here, listen, we're going to tear this down, and when we get good again, we have the resources to put into this team. Well, they've got a rotation that looks pretty good. They've got a few key players under contract. What are they going to do this offseason, especially when trades don't matter? You don't have to give up your coveted prospects. You could just go get players for cash without giving up players. What are they going to do in that regard? I don't care if they have to overpay for players. This is an offseason, whether it's $50 million, $60 million, $40 million. It's no longer that, well, we're looking for the right people. You got to find impact people, not Rowdies and not Connors and not Perez or Gonzalez's, like guys that can make impacts on this team now. And if it turns out that Charrington doesn't have the capital to go make those moves, then how do you blame it on the GM? And I think it goes higher than that. Let's see what they do this off. This offseason is monstrous, but back to your point, Paul, I think both will be back at the end of the year. And, you know, this will be their hot seat year to get something done.
Jeff, you're a wonderful man. Enjoy the game. Should be an interesting quarterback battle if it's Russell Wilson against Josh Allen, even for a couple minutes. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
There he goes. Paul, this is right up your alley. Somebody out there thinks I'm a different Joe Starkey. Apparently, there's a travel writer somewhere named Joe Starkey. So I get these emails.
There is.
There is?
Yeah.
From GV Public Relations. It's like a travel site. Inviting me to the historical Hilton Barbados Resort for National Rum Month. Do I just take this and go and pretend I'm him like Frank Abagnale? You know him from Catch Me If You Can?
Yeah, you should.
What is happening here? The Hilton Barbados Resort. It says, hi, Joe. Hope you're having a great week so far. Are you by chance working on any stories for National Rum Month? The Hilton Barbados Resort is located on a trop peninsula on Needham's Point. Limits, should I just impersonate this guy and go?
I think you should, and you should ask if there's any free samples I'd like to send you.
Paul, would you sample rum? You like rum?
I don't think you have to lie. They sent you an email.
Yes, I am Joe Starkey.
They sent you an email to you.
I mean, this is incredible.
You could make it really simple. Yes. Yes. I'm coming. Put me up. Wine me and dine me. Show me your resort and I'll write about it. You can put it in your Mackey planner. Yeah, right?
Is that a good clip?
Right, Starkey?
I might do that.
You could put it in your Mackey planner.
I could do that.
Tuesday,
August 16th, I'm in Barbados.
Tuesday, I'm going to write about Russell Wilson. Wednesday, I'm going to write about Derek Shelton. Thursday, I'm going to write about rum tasting in Barbados.
I could say, listen, I understand. Once I get there, this is a classic case of it's easier to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission. I could just say, I just figured you knew I was a writer and you wanted me to come out and write about this kind of topic.
You are a writer.
Sure, I can do this. Right. That's what I'm saying. They know I'm a writer for a newspaper. So how am I supposed to know there was another Joe Starkey? I'm here in Barbados. Oh, well.
His loss.
What if you see each other there? The other Joe Starkey goes and you go and you become the Spider-Man meme pointing at each other with your name tags on, Joe Starkey. He thinks you're impersonating him and is stealing your identity.
I mean, this is incredible. It's an invitation to the Hilton Barbados. Did you see where Matt Milano hurt his arm yesterday? Bills linebacker, their second best player on the team.
And please tell me it wasn't like a graphic injury.
No, it was just weird. Okay. And now the people are afraid of bicep, tricep, that type of thing. If he goes down, he's so important to them.
What is he?
He's an inside linebacker. Oh, yeah. He's first team all pro before he hurt his knee last year, which killed them. And that just changes things.
Yeah.
But right now they're in wait and see mode. All right, Paul, we'll check in with somebody from the scrimmage, maybe Kabali later on. What do you make of his situation? I introduced him yesterday as freshly fired Steelers writer Mark Kabali. Not in a mean way. I knew he was going to do better, and he did. He's hired on the McAfee show. Did you hear about this?
Yes. I think it's called falling up.
He's falling up, Kabali. Hopefully he won't tear the other Achilles this time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.